With KAZU News, I'm Amy Mayer. The Santa Cruz City Council has passed a new ordinance. It makes it a crime for out-of-town officials to drop off a person who's homeless without first coordinating with the city. KAZU's Aaron Mulsbury reports.
Watkins?
Aye.
Brunner?
Aye.
Valentari Johnson?
Aye. The new law is in response to an incident in June. Two Hanford police officers drove a woman and her wheelchair 180 miles and left her outside the Santa Cruz Armory shelter.
We are opposed to forced displacement. That's why I think this is so important.
That's Councilmember Sandy Brown right before the vote. The council had support from a local housing nonprofit.
It's pretty reckless to just take someone who's homeless and put them in a new location.
Evan Morrison is the executive director of People First of Santa Cruz County, the organization that runs the shelter and other resources around town. He says the new ordinance is a good thing.
If all it does is serve as a deterrent, that's probably great.
But he adds that it'll be hard to enforce, and there are other, more pressing issues that need focus.
Well, as much as I'm glad this is happening, it's a tiny issue in all of the issues around homelessness.
The council also expressed interest in working through those issues together with other communities. Councilmember Shabra Kalantari Johnson asked other cities to join the discussion.
Reach out to us. I've talked to other mayors and council members from across the country, frankly, about our framework and how we're trying to think outside the box with the very little resources that we have.
The city hopes those discussions and the new law will keep other officials from abandoning people in an unfamiliar place. Aaron Mulsbury, KAZU News.